Here in the marketplace, in Capernaum, in the middle of Israel, nothing ever happens here, nothing changes, and we like it that way quite well.
Here in the marketplace, in Capernaum,
should be so consistent.
Rachel, dear, don't think of them as Romans. Think of them as paying customers.
Hmm.
At least that makes the transaction a little more palatable. It appears that Octavius has brought that young commander Marcus along on patrol this morning. I wonder what this is all about.
Good morning, old man.
Good morning, centurion. So, Octavius, bringing the boss to breakfast, are we? Bucking for a promotion, perhaps?
Be careful with your tongue. I'm in a good mood, but the day is still young. The centurion informed me just this morning that he wished to accompany us on patrol today.
Well, that's right. It's been too long since I've been in the marketplace. And I've so missed your pleasant company, Asa. I have missed seeing your family. Hello, Hannah. It's been a long time. Your uncle sends his best. You know, you really should come visit him more often.
So my traitorous brother still works as a centurion servant. How is the treasonous old bird faring, anyway?
Well, not well, I'm afraid. He's suddenly taken ill. Oh. Nothing seems to help. I thought I might take him some fresh bread baked by his favorite niece to see if that might cheer him.
Uncle Amaziah is sick?
Is it serious?
Honestly, I don't know. The physicians are baffled by his condition. Hannah, maybe if you visited him...
We've instructed our granddaughter to keep to her own side of the city. Just because her favorite uncle works for the Romans doesn't mean she should be working for them also.
Besides, we're not at all sure she's going only to visit my brother.
Grandfather!
Yes, well, whatever. I'm sure Amaziah will enjoy the bread, and you're all welcome to visit any time.
Excuse me,
That'd
sir.
Be fine.
But shouldn't we be going? We've got a lot of ground to cover yet this morning.
Yes, of course. Here, this is for the bread. Good day, Asa. Goodbye, Hannah.
Good day. Good day. So, my brother's not well. Well, I'm not surprised. My poor brother's probably sick from serving those Romans.
Well, at least those brutes are gone for now. Only 24 more hours before we have to see them again.
I don't know, Grandmother. Marcus seems nice enough.
Nice enough? A Roman? I hardly think so. Now, a Jewish boy, that would be nice enough. But, oh, I forget. Our granddaughter has refused the proposal of nearly every nice Jewish boy in Capernaum. Really? Now, let's see. There's not kind enough, not spiritual enough, not caring enough, and, oh, yes, not handsome enough. Oh, but I forget. But, Grandmother Rachel, I don't love him. A Roman for our granddaughter? I hardly think so.
But he's different than the others, Grandmother. He's kind and he's good to his men. He's smart and he's brave. Why, Uncle Amaziah once told me that Marcus risked his life in battle to rescue a wounded man. And he loves Uncle Amaziah like he was family. How many Romans do you know that would come to our side of the city to help a servant?
Asa, do you hear what I'm hearing?
Yes, and I'm beginning to believe that centurion came to our bakery today for more than just fresh bread.
Oh, you better forget about her, sir. She's a beauty, all right, but she's a Jew, and the Jews are nothing but trouble.
Well, they're not all that bad, Octavius. After all, I don't know what I would have done without her uncle's help these past few years.
Well, I'll grant you the girl and her family seem pleasant enough, but you just can't separate them from the rest of their kind. You get involved with a Jewish girl, and you get involved with all the Jews. And I'll tell you, they're a difficult lot.
Maybe you're right, Octavius. But Hannah's different. Occasionally, we talk when she comes to visit her uncle at my home. I've been all over this empire and never met another woman like her. Take the men on, Sergeant. I'll meet you back at the garrison later. I'm going to take this bread to Amaziah to see if it might brighten his day like she brightens mine.
Or so, but none have the wonderful charm as the girl who disarms me with one hello. The face of a goddess, the voice of a bird, a beauty that touched my soul beyond the grasp of my words. If anyone's listening in heaven, please tell me, could she be the one? Say my search is over. Could she be the one?
Someone to see you, sir.
Send him in.
Not him.
Her.
Hannah, what are you doing here at the garrison? Does your family know you're here?
No, and they mustn't find out. I've come because of Uncle Amaziah. I was at your home this morning to see him. Marcus, he's dying.
I know. I appealed to the Roman gods for a cure, but he only gets worse. I would do anything to help him. You know that, don't you? He's been like a father to me, but what else is there that I can do?
I know of someone who may be able to help. A very wise and amazing man. A rabbi who's healing people and changing lives. If anybody can save my uncle, I believe he can.
Well, where is he? When can I meet him?
He's teaching on the hillside tomorrow, just outside the city. Follow the crowds and look for me. I'll take you to him. I must go now. Oh, and try to look a little less Roman. His followers are not exactly supporters of Caesar.
All right, I'll be there.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, what's that all about?
Seems Hannah knows someone who might heal my servant. I'm going to meet him tomorrow on a hillside.
Did she tell you this man's name?
No, just that he was a rabbi who could heal the sick. Hmm. Figure it's worth investigating.
If this is the man I suspect, a rabbi called Jesus from Nazareth, I promise you he's trouble. And if your pretty Jewish girl's involved with him, then she's trouble too.
Yeah, Jesus from Nazareth. I've heard some rumors about him. Not much real information, though. Tell me what you know, Octavius.
Well, they say he has very unorthodox ideas for the Jews. And he's been performing miracles, like the girl says, and drawing very large crowds. There are plenty of stories floating around about him, some that date back 30 years or so. Incredible tales of a virgin birth in Bethlehem. And stargazing magi that traveled halfway across the world to pay homage to a baby king. But you'd be too young to remember them, sir.
Oh, I've heard them. But what do they mean?
I don't know, sir. Word in the marketplace is that the Jewish leaders don't like this Jesus. They're looking for ways to discredit him. He upsets the status quo. Others are beginning to think he might be their Messiah, a savior, some sort of king. As for me, I say he's trouble, plain and simple. Call it an old soldier's intuition. The Jews have had lots of these so-called messiahs come and go, but this one, this Jesus, he's different.
Well, all right then. You and a few of your men will accompany me to the hillside tomorrow. Stay in the background, out of sight, and out of the way. If there's trouble, then we'll deal with it. First, I must meet this miracle-working rabbi if my friend Amaziah is to have any chance at all to live.